information.
I'm howling on the wolf.
The wolf.
AM 920, the wolf.
7:15, thank you for starting your Tuesday with us. The 11th day of August, 2009, now 70 degrees. I'm Gregory John. Cat Herrera back in the studios, and every other Tuesday, we set away some time to chat with Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark in the studios this morning. How are you?
Wonderful. How you doing?
Fantastic. Nice to see you're not even wearing the dark shades anymore. You don't need the dark shades. That must be a good sign.
I only wear them for sun, so.
Good. So things are coming around for the, with the eyes. Good.
Getting real good now. I'm seeing clearly with my corrected vision. And, you know, I'm still a little apprehensive around that eye. I guard it. And,
sure.
You know, even when I get something like a piece of degree or an eyelash in there, I freak out. You know,
cause nervous,
The stinging pain, and it takes me back to the right after the surgery. But I'm feeling a lot better with it. And like I said, I could see clearly, and I think there was a song, wasn't it?
I can see clearly now. Yeah. I think Johnny Nash. Yeah, very good. Very good. But, you know, like you said last time around, you get a real appreciation for your eyesight after going through something like that.
You're not kidding, because that's one of those things that once you lose, I mean, it's gone. You know, you can think of other things. You could lose a finger or lose an arm. Mm-hmm. You know, you could have an injury in the military, and it's a little difficult, but, you know, they can put a prosthesis or something on it. I can't do that with the eye.
Yeah.
You know, it's gone. So
good. Good things. It's turning around. Great to hear that. Hey, I heard you got a chance to go out to the Wisconsin State Fair. Was it Saturday, right?
On Saturday. It was, it's my favorite festival. You know, call it a festival, but I love the State Fair out of all of them. I like the rural aspect of it. Mm-hmm. I visit all of the animal barns. Saw the Clydesdales. They had the Clydesdale judging on Saturday. Boy, I'll tell you, you talk about some majestic horses.
Isn't that something?
And when they get to, you know, when they get into that
gallop, rhythm,
the rhythm, and you hear those hoofs clopping on the ground. It's neat to see it, and the size of those things, massive. Mm-hmm. I was asking one guy, one of the owners, he had some real tall ones, and I was asking the weight. You know, he said, I'm about 2,300 pounds.
Yeah.
I thought, wow. So, you know, did the rest of the animal barns as well.
Did you try some of the chocolate-covered bacon?
No. You know, when I heard about that, I said, you know, you can take chocolate and put it on anything, but to try to make it a delicacy.
Well, they actually brought some down for us to try, and it's unusual, I can tell you that.
It probably isn't the worst thing to taste, but it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, you know, maybe a little syrup on bacon, okay, I can get that, but start putting chocolate, I don't know. What's next? Dipping it in Kool-Aid and
yeah, and I know. Well, you can have the deep fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Everything deep fried. Last week, was it Tuesday going into Wednesday? One of the mornings, I can't remember. I heard the traffic reporter talk about there's some graffiti in the Mitchell Interchange and it's causing some delays. And at first, I didn't quite get the story, and I thought, somebody spray painted something on. And then I saw the picture of this graffiti, and immediately I thought, oh, the sheriff's going to be mad about this one.
You know, I was hotter than a pistol. And for, you know, I think reasons people understand, you know, we don't have on our freeway system, we don't have that problem. And I say yet. Mm-hmm. If you go through other major metropolitan areas, I was out in L.A. recently. You go to Boston, you go to Chicago, and look along their freeway system when they start getting around to their urban areas. And it's a mess with this type of vandalism. And I've always said, I don't want our freeway system to look like that. So I get upset, and we've been watching. I've made it very clear with my patrol force to watch for that type of activity when it pops up, to jump on it right away. We make out a criminal complaint. We do an investigation, and we get it cleaned up. Because once you let it go, it's like the broken windows theory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a sign of disorder. And once people start to see it and accept it, it gets worse. It doesn't get better. Then other people come along and they say, hey, I guess we have free reign here. Nobody's going to do anything about it. And then it just, you know, it turns into a free-for-all. And I don't want that to happen, especially in the Market Interchange. It's a very visible sign of the freeway system now. The people of this state spent $810 million to redo that thing. It looks, it's aesthetically pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a neat area to drive through now. You know, they got rid of a lot of that old engineering and actually looks pleasing to drive through, and we want to keep it that way. So when I saw that morning, you're right, I was fit to be tied. Made that clear. And I pointed out some things that I want to say again. Part of, and this is a very difficult crime, and it is a crime. It's a very difficult crime to contain and to eliminate because it's a target. The city's a target-rich environment. Anything that's a flat surface is an enticing target for vandals, and that's what I call it. I know it's given, pet names, graffiti, tagging. To me, that just legitimizes this activity when you give it a special designation. It's crime. It's vandalism, and that's what I'll refer to it as, and it's costly to clean it up. Besides being unsightly, you know, I've said this is nothing more than a destruction of somebody else's property. It's ugly. It's a sign of disorder. It's a nuisance. And to me, it's intolerable. So the investigation continues into that to identify the perpetrator of that. This thing has to be dealt with harshly by the criminal justice system. That's another one of the problems. The criminal justice system and judicial leniency feed into this. They don't see this as that big a deal. We've had a number of cases. We've had 92 cases since 2001 of some sort of vandalism of this type with spray paint or some other substance on our freeway system. And we have made arrests in most of those cases. We've identified it's a labor-intensive investigation. They take a while.
Mm-hmm.
The overwhelming majority, I think one guy out of the 92 actually did hard time. The rest were all probation with maybe 10 days in the house correction, 30 days in the house correction. That's a sign and a symbol and a message to the perpetrators of this type of vandalism that this isn't that serious. If you do get caught, because I said it's very difficult to investigate, not much is going to happen. So that encourages them to engage in that behavior. Whereas if you attach real consequences to behavior that you don't want, and this is psychology 101,
mm-hmm.
that behavior is not likely to repeat itself if there are severe and certain consequences to certain behavior that we don't tolerate in society. So I think we need to return to that. There's some things the legislature can do. We won't legislate our way out of it, but we'll be able to send a different message to these perpetrators that you do that kind of stuff. First of all, we are going to catch you. It may take a while, but when you do, no longer is it going to be just pay for the cleanup. I mean, remember the Calatrava?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Those individuals had to pay for the cleanup, and they got fined, but they only got 60 days in jail.
That was it. Huh?
That's not enough for me. That's another significant symbol in our area. You know,
and this particular crime was about $4,000 to clean
up. They estimate about $4,000. Once it gets up around $2,500, it becomes a felony because it's criminal damage to property. That's mm-hmm. the statute. That's okay. The actual name of the statute. And there was a move in 2005 to lower the threshold from $25,000 down to $1,000. And we spoke at that subcommittee hearing. That committee hearing in Madison to encourage the legislature to lower the threshold. If it's anything over 1,000, it's a felony instead of 2,500. And led by none other than Fred Kessler, they opposed that legislation, so it didn't pass. But we're going to move for that again. And again, I'm not looking to legislate our way out of this, but I'm looking to send a different message because the message you send is really what's going to resonate. When people see entire neighborhoods in the city of Milwaukee are defaced with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Street signs, light poles, bus shelters, you know, that are on the corners. Just look at it. I mean, it's ugly and it's a menace as far as I'm concerned. And why someone thinks they should be able to take any kind of substance, spray paint. And they no longer just use a can of spray paint. They mix up substances and put them in devices, you know, similar to a power washer. And that's how they can.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that because this particular this vandal spray painted, it was like 20 feet high, 25 feet high. They needed a cherry picker to actually spray to cover it up.
No, a power washer type device.
That's what it is. Huh? Oh, okay.
We'll do it, but we'll stay on it. I'll be real pleased when one day I come in here and announce that we've made the arrest and that I'm going to follow this thing through personally so the ball doesn't get dropped at the prosecutor's level where they do a deferred prosecution. Okay. Well, he doesn't have a criminal record. Well, he's basically a nice kid. He was just having fun.
Baloney.
Thank you. Because
I was gonna. I knew what you were gonna do.
You
there.
Were moving for the button.
I was. Where's my blue button? I'm here to cover you.
And then to make sure that once it gets to the judicial stage, that you know, I'm not talking about sending somebody to prison for 10 years for this. That's not what I'm saying. But significant time to me, a year.
Yeah.
A year in prison, not 60 days at the House of Correction. That's not prison. And the reason is, people might say, well, you know, it's not a bad kid, so on and so forth. But when we do it once, that will reverberate throughout this entire network and throughout this community that here's an activity that the Milwaukee area finds intolerable, so much so that they're willing to do something about it. And then you'll see a change in people's behavior.
Chatting with Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark about these vandals that spray-painted the Mitchell Interchange last week, cost us $4,000 to clean up. I just wanted to ask you, what is the mindset of these people? I don't quite understand the whole idea behind it.
Yeah, it's a subculture. You know, there are different groups that engage in this type of activity. Gang members use it to identify their turf. That wasn't what this was here. Anarchists use it to get a message across. You have people that do it for fun. They think it's funny, kicks, that sort of thing. And then you have these wannabe counterculture youth looking for identity. And there are more socially acceptable ways to gain identity than to deface and destroy someone else's property.
Well, hopefully next time around, you'll tell us who that that perpetrator is, and you're going to follow him all the way through. I'd like to hear that. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. We always have fun having you in here.
It's a pleasure.
Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, every other Tuesday here on AM 920, The Wolf.